It's time for another story along the Mother Road. We're tracing the effect of growth along the region's original highway.
Highway 99.
The Alaskan Way Tunnel.
Aurora Avenue.
It's the mother road of interstate transportation on the West Coast.
For years, Tukwila stretch of Highway 99 was known for its crime. Drug sales, prostitution, burglaries, and violence. Then one morning in 2013, hundreds of police raided the old motels where the crime was happening. Muhammad Jama ran a convenience store next to the motels. He's part of the large Somali and refugee community centered around the Abu Bakr Mosque in Tukwila. He told KUOW's Joshua McNichols about the raid and how it changed his life.
It was something that you only see on the movies, so I've never seen anything like that live happening. So it was just surreal, yeah.
A massive crackdown on drugs and prostitution. Investigators call these motels criminal dens.
When you learned the extent of what was really happening in these hotels, what did you feel? Because you had been right next to it.
We used to hear gunshots in those places. We used to hear people fighting. We used to hear sirens, somebody overdosed. It was just constant struggle with these people. There was a drug use, prostitution, all that stuff. But as a newcomer and somebody who was just trying to make it, I wasn't wise enough to see surroundings at the beginning. I was just seeing that shop, let me open this shop, let me make a business here. But I wasn't even paying attention to what was going on next door or the hotel behind it or anything like that. I was just focusing my business on how to make it my life better.
How is the crime hurting your friends and other business owners in Tukwila?
Before, like, there was a lot of people who never wanted to be around the area. Because, like, if you have young kids and you don't want them to see that kind of image, you tend to stay away from the area.
The mayor hailed today's police work as a great moment for the city of Tukwila.
In all, more than 400 local and federal agents conducted raids at the three motels. 22 people were taken into custody.
So the motel raid was like 5 years ago now. Did it work?
We're glad it happened because it cleaned the area. Tremendously. You can't even imagine what it was and what it is now.
You were always really involved with your mosque and the Somali community. So how did the motel raid change your thinking about where you fit into Tukwila?
I realized you cannot be in a place that you want to make a living and ignore what's going on surroundings. I realized that you have to make it better the whole, either the city or the community or the state, you have to make it better to live in the place you want to live in. So that's what I realized.
So we met here in the lobby of this old motel to talk about this project you're working on. The Abu Bakr Mosque will take this motel and turn it into affordable housing and affordable retail space for the community. Why'd you get involved with that?
Honestly, in every community, There was a time that every other community was a newcomers or refugees or something in this country. And they make a landmark. And if you look at New York and Italians, if you look at everywhere, everybody make a landmark somewhere. We're trying to make our landmark in Tukwila. We want to be part of this city. We want to be part of this state. We want to be part of the American culture.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.